Before I be like, fuck all them niggas. Suck my dick, nigga. I'm Tyson, nigga. Nigga, oh, fuck, I'm fucking hoe, nigga. I got, look at my, that's a fucking clown. That's my insecurity, my jealousy, my shame and all that shit. No, no, listen. Yeah, anybody missed that, but now they have to see that I have to realize that that was the wrong way of living.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Hotbox, and I'm Evan Britton.
And I'm Mike Tyson.
Mike, we got a very special guest, man. Well
we're
a group
find
of
out.
Guests.
Yes, let's check this out. Let's see what they're talking about.
Vincent Bragg, CEO, founder of Concreates.
Yes, sir.
A great organization, great company. Why don't you introduce your people and tell us about Concreates?
Absolutely. So, Concreates is essentially a advertisement agency. So we focus on marketing, branding, PR, things like that. I think the thing that makes us different than any other agency out there is we solely employ incarcerated and formerly incarcerated.
How much do they get paid?
It depends on the project.
Sophisticated guy. I know we got to be respectful because, let's go.
It really just depends on the project, you know, and the brand that we're working with the budget or whatever. So it's structured from a standpoint of 10% of the company is actually owned by the network of incarcerated and formerly incarcerated. So we profit share, if that means anything. And then also, based on the ideas that are given, there's a fee schedule for that. Once we kind of narrow it down to like 5 ideas, then they also, there's another fee schedule where those 5 ideas or those 5 people get paid. And then once we get to the part that goes into production, then they actually get a bonus for that. So yeah, that's how they get paid.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
So I'm going to just go to the
Please.
So we got my man Ricky Coley. This is one of my brothers I did time with. He's an original con creator.
Where you from, Ricky?
South Central LA.
Yeah.
Vince, you from L.A.?
I am. I'm from Watts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we got Joe Nixon, who is also the co-founder of Concreates.
Joey Nixon.
Joe.
How you doing, brother? Yeah, Joey Nixon.
Joe Nixon from South Central Los Angeles as well.
Awesome.
And then we also got Tony Welsh, who is our director of influence and also our accounts manager at Concreates, who's just a queen within herself. You know what I'm saying? She's just a queen.
Thanks.
But go ahead.
I'm from Detroit, Michigan. My name is Tony Welch. Hmm. I'm accounts manager for Concreates.
Yeah, she used to handle that big money, so.
Right.
Yes, you know.
This is what we have in common. We all come from shit, huh?
Right.
Yeah, really bad, shitty places that we never want to go back to, huh?
Never. I took a trip to see Brownsville, Mike, and I don't want to go there anymore. No, and I understand where you come from.
Yeah, they can't. They don't understand the they don't understand.
Yeah, understand. So we, like, for us, we never had a hero, but you are our hero because you come from where we come from, and we understand you, and you lead with your flaws, and you understand
Nigga,
and that shit is just brilliant to us.
Anything that I've succeeded in is because of my flaws.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, my flaw that I don't really like myself because I didn't come from the right side of town. I'm a fucking product of prostitutes and pimps and shit and all that ucky, yucky stuff that I love, right? Yeah, so I can't love that stuff and be the guy that I am because it's not good for business. But, you know, I miss that guy, though.
We literally used to steal cable to watch your fight.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Why are you going to tell him that?
You
don't put
his
money.
Don't put that's all good, nigga. Whatever I can contribute, man. Yo. I would steal it, too.
Like, it was a treat. It was a treat for me to get A's and B's in order for my mother and my father to give me Mike Tyson's punch out.
Are you serious?
Because that's something that I wanted. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand, like, it was just, and when we finally found the code to play you without actually getting there, and you whooped our ass in 2 seconds, we like, man, I'm not fucking with Mike. He didn't even let me get a punch in.
I wish I could understood that part of my life. That part of my life, it just doesn't exist.
Yeah, because you were living.
Yeah, the fucking the punch out shit.
On Nintendo.
The fight, you know, just to think that imagine what it would be like to watch yourself fight live. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I never could understand that being in the ring, and I saw everybody, I heard everybody yelling, I heard my friends' voices and stuff, but I wasn't a part of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's all about me that moment, but I'm not a part of it. Isn't that something? Isn't that weird? It's all about me, but I'm not a part of it. What I want to experience what they experienced, what made them happy, what made them want to be around me. I want to know what that felt like. Because I think being around me is fuck. I hate being around me, so I want to know what's the feeling that makes them want to be around me. I want to feel that feeling because I want to feel it because I want to be around me.
Everybody does that make sense? Winner, though.
Yeah. Huh?
You are the winner.
You are champ. You know,
people want to be around success and winning. Yeah. And, you know, when you come from nothing and they see that, it's like, man. This Mike, man, he winning, and, you know, he come from the bottom. And you know, that's like, you know, that give us juice and energy. You know what I mean? Like, that made me want to go fight. I used to go to the Hoover Gym and just try to emulate what I seen from you. Like, okay, you know. And I got knocked out a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I see that happen to me like that. But you know, it was just the fact that I was able to just have that drive. And that's just because we seeing, you know, we playing Punch Out, and we watching the fights, and we know we're going to get some boxing gloves. Let's go fight in the backyard. You know what I mean? So it did.
Well, you know, it's funny when you hear a perspective from somebody else and you think what you endured to become that person, and it's nothing really what they're talking about. Imagine that's just from being from Mike Tyson. This guy got created from being bullied. He's worrying about somebody trying to kill him. We're just worrying about protecting you. It's not being safe. Imagine, you guys know, not being safe. Motherfuckers coming in the house all strange. You know what that's like. Mm-hmm. So I say to myself, all that came from my shame and stuff. My success is from my shame. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird stuff? All my success comes from my shame. My parents wasn't the right
success
parents.
Success can't come from flaws, though. Who created that narrative? Like, it can come from anything. The dirt.
No, they come from flaws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is where it gets tricky at. Can we embrace those flaws? A lot of us can't embrace who we are.
I think that's the beauty of what we do at Concreates, right? Mm-hmm. Like, our mission statement, our mission is to literally change the stigma of how society views people with criminal history, but then also how do people with criminal histories view themselves. So I founded this company on a belief system that creativity without opportunity is what leads to criminality, right? Mm-hmm. So where somebody might look at Joe Nixon, who successfully robbed 27 banks, as a bank robber, I look at him as a strategist. Or someone who might look at Ricky Coley here as an ex-drug dealer, I look at him as an entrepreneur and a logistics expert. How do you get this from this end?
Communication expert.
Exactly, right? You look at somebody like Tony, who, you know, first off, operated at the highest level of a drug empire that we know today in our culture, and dealt with the money, who dealt with the relationships, who managed those relationships and made sure things was intact. That's a skill set that's transferable into this corporate arena, right? So, like I said, we brought you a gift just to kind of show you an example of the work that we do. Like, so my man, he created a line called Rich Sex, and it's a luxury.
Rich Sex?
Rich Sex and Co. Rich Sex and Co is the name of the
Tell
brand.
Me about that.
let's bust it out.
So this was.
Hey, nobody brought me a joint yet. Thank you a lot, guys. I really got power here. I'm really in control.
We're going to put it out one by one for you, right?
Yeah.
So right here is the Rich Sex Novelty gift box.
Hey, man, you got these fucking little joints, man. Where do you get? Listen, where's the blunt? Where's the spliff at, dude? You're killing me on the fucking podcast with the fucking the roach joint.
So come in that velvet bag.
Well, yeah, it looks like some really rich shit. Creative.
And
let's show it to the cameras.
All right, show the camera. Yeah, protect your wealth.
So it comes with a booklet to tell you all the instruction, all the ingredients. Now it's all plant based, it's all organic, all natural.
Oh, so what do I taste?
Okay, you don't taste nothing. Oh. But what you do, you might don't use condoms, But
thank God. Listen,
but they come with, this is made in Germany. It was formulated. It's a lubricant. It's a body glide lubricant.
I didn't use condom when I was supposed to use condom.
And then right here, we got the massage oil. And I have a CBD version that I didn't bring, but this is a massage oil. This is something that you take on your vacation when you want to be with your wife. Y'all want to just party and have fun. It's just a complete setup of everything you need to just keep your playerism and your macking going. Then here we go. We got this toy right here. It's the Batman.
That's
it's a cock ring.
Shit. Yeah, some and you, shit.
Yeah, the top, it lights up. It got different speeds.
See, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I realized, listen, know what I realized and stuff? That sometimes my ego is not my reality. I think that I'm the shit, I'm making somebody happy, but really I'm not. And then when I found out I'm not, I felt fucked.
This what you gonna like, Mike.
What's that, masturbation?
This right here. This is the enhancement vitamin. It's all natural products, ingredients, everything all natural. And that's gonna keep you popping for
keep that dick hard.
It's gonna keep it cracking for you. Gonna have about 3 days. You can right. Stop, chill. It's gonna relax. Then when you get back ready, it's gonna go back hard. It's gonna be right there ready for you.
That thing gonna be harder than you hit.
And then you know, Spinks. I'm sure your house is big, Mike.
Michael Spink.
I'm sure you live in a big old house, so you got these wipes just in case you don't feel like running to the bathroom. You can just pop them antibacterial wipes. So in case you don't want to run to the bathroom, you can
that's
just
for the clean up.
That's the
wipe
clean
down.
Up. Here's your candle, and this is a moisturizer candle, so you can burn this. It's beeswax, coconut oil, and one other ingredient, apricot.
Apricot.
And it's all natural, you know what I mean? And you can pour it.
You got any sage, any shit, some instincts? You got any incense?
Create the
you don't need incense. With, no, what I do got, though, Mike, that you don't like, if you don't mind, this is the room freshener. So I can spray some of this.
Please, go ahead.
And
yeah, what I mean.
Ah.
And you know, you can keep this in your car. You can keep this in your wherever. You well, can put it on your bed. Yeah. You put it on your you can put it on use of body spray. And
this
then
is good stuff right here.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great and then these are unisex. These are oils, all natural. Essential oil, that's the 100% all natural oils. We brought you, Mike. We brought you a gold candle.
Oh, hell
yeah. Nice gold.
There you go. Then I got you. So, this right here is a body hand lotion. I can check that out.
That
do
stuff?
All natural. All everything. Natural. This is a massage oil. Everything is organic.
What do you
and natural.
Like? I love organic soaps.
Yes.
Soaps.
Mm-hmm. Here it goes. Shower gel. This is all
I
organic.
Need the bar,
nigga. I mean, you know. So.
I need the bar. The rope. You can put a rope on the bar.
Making things happen.
So that's what's the box. But see, like, if you want to, like, just have this at the office. You know, this is the big bottle of the room freshener.
Really?
And we right brought there. That for y'all, too, sir.
Yeah. And I brought, I brought all y'all some stuff.
This is great, but my mother-in-law loves y'all niggas. So what is it that you're doing that she loves y'all so much?
Man, we just being ourselves.
We create the ads. We grow up brands.
Sure.
We take brands and put them on steroids. So, except we harness the creativity. We harness the creativity beyond and behind bars. So we focus, like, every single person that's sitting in here did time. I got hit with a conspiracy charge. They gave me 121 months in federal prison for selling drugs. And, you know, this man, he was huge in the weed space. This guy robbed banks. She was money laundering. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, right? I was in prison out here, and I was free in there.
So tell me this, champ. So was it more that controlled environment that and it didn't allow you to just be Mike? You had to follow rules and it didn't have that structure besides when you had to deal with Customato or your, know what I'm saying? Was that missing?
No.
Or what was it?
No. Ooh, no. You see who I am out here? I'm a trillion times that in there.
So you was running. You was running New York.
Oh. I had a girlfriend. Got my girlfriend pregnant in the garden. It's just It's just. I love that whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, I read the books. And
yeah, I read. Yeah.
Power.
Yeah.
My power. I love my power. Yeah. It's the power I had. That every night I go to my room and what do you want to eat tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever we wanted. We did whatever we wanted. The guys would bring women. It's just fuck, nigga. I don't deserve to live like that. I get mad at myself. I get jealous of myself. I fucking want to break myself down. I want to hurt myself because I don't deserve that. I got too much shit. Who the fuck do I think I am? You ain't shit, nigga. You got all this shit. Yeah. Huh, you don't know about that part of the game, do you?
Chill.
You don't know about that part of the game, the psych game, huh?
Yeah.
You don't even know who the fuck we are, but we think we do. Our only objective is really, our purpose is dying. Life prepares us for death.
Period.
And the meaning of life is willingness to die. You know?
He just fucked me
up.
Yeah,
you just threw me all the way there.
He just fucked me up.
That was profound.
Control, you know, you had to be, when you were in there, you wanted to do something to beat the system, to beat it. You know?
Absolutely. And listen, no one else. Oof, baby, go for take.
No.
I know you're going to go there. Go ahead.
No, you know, we all did, you know, because I did things that I just had to do just to see that I could get away with it, because that's what I knew. That was the norm of getting away with things. But it wasn't like afterwards, I was like, shit, I'm ready to go. Right. Every day I was still ready to go. But every day I was finding something that I could try to get away with, you know, because we were addicted to that. Our personalities, my personalities, I was addicted to getting away with things, right. A crime or that power, you know, but.
That's how we were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just.
We all did that time together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about we had lockers upon lockers with food in it.
Oh, and some people
in the laptops, the phones.
Listen, forget the food. Listen, everybody in the cell, 80% had my food in their locker. They were selling their food.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
I said, go to him, go to him, go to him, go to him, go to him.
Right. So, I mean, I think it was also that, too, is just controlling our environment and really wanting to put ourselves up there. I didn't realize
we had more control in there than we had up there and here. Mm-hmm. We can get it. We could break the law in there. We can't break the fucking law out here, but we could break it in there.
Yeah.
That's something.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how insecure of a person I was until I had to sit down.
Listen, and that's more important than having sex. I'd rather be in there not fucking nobody than having control than be out here and fucking everybody and having nothing.
That's pretty heavy.
That's real heavy.
No, that's not heavy at all. That's pretty simple.
Yeah, but it's math, like, for the arithmetic. For me, I didn't really get to know who I was until I went to prison because you got all these people telling you, you this, you that. They pumping you up because, of course, they want something from you. So they're not giving you the true essence of who you really are. They're just, it's just all about manipulation. Mm-hmm. And when you get there and you by yourself and you sitting there and you like, damn. I got to figure me out. I don't even know who I am.
Right.
Like, I thought I did, but I didn't because I was getting false information the whole time because all those people went on with their life, all the people you was helping, doing things for, those were the same people that made it. And you like, y'all tricked me.
No, you tricked yourself.
Exactly.
You were looking for their, what?
Validation.
Validation. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Your validation is within you.
And that's why now I don't give zero fucks.
No, that's the whole thing. You have to care.
No, I care about...
No. That word that you don't give a fuck has to disappear from your vocabulary, brother. Because now you're stuck. Now that you don't care no more, you can't grow.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? You're not going to go towards that no more. Now that's your master, because you're not going towards that no more. That prevented you from moving on. That stops you when you see that. Whatever it is that you say that made you say, fuck that, that stops you now.
Yeah.
That's your master.
Yeah.
I don't say fuck nothing.
Yeah.
I want it all.
Yeah.
You know? Because life has a better fuck you hand.
Yeah, I just don't want the fake love.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, brother, this is what you know in prison. Words mean a lot. Be careful what you say. Know what you're saying. Don't say nothing by accident.
Yeah.
Because that's what they believe you mean.
Yeah. That's real shit.
I always looked at the whole situation as like, I'm not going to change my nature, right? Like, I'm going to always be kind and giving and, you know, objective. I just have to change, like, the individuals that I spend that time with and I give that to.
All those people were lessons for us.
Yes.
Anything that came in your path was a lesson. Mm-hmm. So you learn from them lessons. But you can't, like, my mother always told me, don't change your heart. Because I did, when I first went to prison, I was bitter, I was angry. Oh, I thought everybody, you know, betrayed me.
Right.
But I had to learn I betrayed myself. This is what I did to myself. Yeah. You know, so I took all that time and I reflected on my life. I started learning who I am, you know. And then so now I walk and I think and I know everything that happens in your life every day is a lesson. All this, everybody in this room, this is a lesson. We're getting something from everybody, you know. So I try to be kind. I live in humility now, you know. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry at nobody. Even that person over there might go to the store, that tyrant, that person who's mean to you. That's a lesson. That's teaching me, you know, not to be that person.
Right.
You know, if something's going on in that person's life.
I read a book called The Music of Life. And I was the same way, right? I'm bitter. I'm like, man, these people told on me. You know, these people betrayed me. This person ain't wrote me no letters, came to visit me. And it's just one line in this book that changed my whole perspective. It says, everybody plays a role in the drama of life. And when you think about that, if I don't go to prison.
Shakespeare shit.
Right. Stage, if I don't go to prison, I don't create concretes, right? I don't meet Rick. I don't meet Joe. You know what I'm saying? If I don't go to, this is the most beautiful thing that I have to contribute to the world as far as legacy goes. And so when I read that, you know, everybody plays a role in the drama of life. I actually became grateful to the people who told on me. I actually became grateful to the people who I felt like betrayed me, because now I also realize if it wasn't for those steps, you know what I mean, then I wouldn't be in the shoes that I'm in. I mean, I'm sitting down with Mike Tyson. You feel me?
And sometimes it saves your life. You don't know. We don't know the reason.
No, we don't
why.
Listen. I
we don't
know,
know.
I just know this. When I did that 3 years in prison, a lot of my friends that were close to me started dying.
Yeah.
And I always hung out with. That when you saw him, you say, where's Mike? And when you saw me, you said, where's him? So everything was for a reason. People were catching AIDS that I hung out with and fucked girls with.
I felt that I would have died.
Yeah, everything was a reason. I was in that prison and I was understanding who I was, realizing I was never the person who I really believe I am. I was just an illusion of myself. And I was more addicted to the illusions of myself than I was to my reality.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think all of this, just even just having this conversation, is the prime example for the individuals that's coming behind us, right? You know what I'm saying? One of the, like when we drink, we go out, I always say this toast, you know, we want to do it bigger and better than those that came before us, but we want to also set the tone and the precedent for those that come after. So when you look at your story, or you look at Tony's story, or Rick's story, my story, or the story of Concretes, you see that our past doesn't define us.
No way.
One mistake, 10 mistakes, 50 mistakes. We all making mistakes, but we all first timers at life, right? This our first time.
No, so. No, it's our first time that we know of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, but no one makes it even important. More important than that, this is very simple. This is very fucking small. That me, you, him, and all of us, we know what happened to us. We know why we the way we are. And we can't hide that. Even though we put on the mask of sand, we all know what happened to us. You know, we all know what should have happened to us because we're in a situation where it should happen to us. And it's no secret, but we all think we hide the secrets of our pain.
Right.
We all know the same pain. That's why we're in the same place.
Right.
You know.
But this is dope for just people to see and hear. You know what I'm saying? You have so many people that are scarred by the environments they grew up in. And, you know, especially black folks. We don't go to therapy. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk stuff out.
No, like, we do go to therapy.
Well, I do.
We listen to Oprah. We listen to Sally and Lily Rag. We listen to people.
Yeah, right.
That is, you know, our therapy too.
We listen to WWE. That's therapy, soap opera for men. You know?
But I think this is something that people can listen to as well as therapy and learn. Like, hey, just because we went to prison, just because we messed up in life, like, look at all the beauty that we do. We taken our very own Concretes and created this brand from concept to execution. And it's here. It's a tangible product where you could actually say, this is worth every penny. This was made with love and determination. And every ingredient is specified. It took 4 years to build this brand.
Yeah, but listen, I'm gonna tell you something. This is gonna make this is fucking sad because we all showing our grit and what we accomplished, and we've been in prison. We're something special, and then really we're shit. They're greater people than us have been in prison. We ain't shit.
Right. Yeah. That's true, though.
We ain't shit. So what? We've been in prison. Yeah. Great men, great women, been in prison. We got to execute it, mm-hmm. and they held, you know, and they still were strong, mm-hmm. you know. But we're letting the people know that we're somebody. That's what prison know. We're still special. Mm-hmm. We can still control the world. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I don't care who you are in this world. Had somebody that's on drugs that are locked up. I don't care if you're the richest person. I don't care if you're from the royal yeah. family. I don't care. You got somebody you love that's fucked up from society, the opiates, the gun. Mm-hmm. We all feel it. We all feel the pain of people we lost, our loved ones, everybody. People mm-hmm. that we don't know, but that affect somebody that we love. Yeah. We don't even know them, and it affects somebody that we love. We want to kill the person that killed him because the person that we love is fucked up, and now we're fucked up. We don't even know this asshole.
Right.
But somebody we love is fucked up now.
Yeah, I just had to bury my baby brother. Two Fridays ago.
All right. Listen, right? And this is something else about people like us. And I'm just saying people in general. I don't care about black. It's people that come from where we come. There's tons of white people came there before we got there, right? So people that we, in a weird way, we handle death better than loss better than anybody that ever lived,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
People yes. that come from where we, because we anticipate it, we expect right. it, because mm-hmm. we know what kind of conduct's going to get you killed.
Yeah.
Period. You know what I mean? Even if it's not from the gun, what's going to get you sick out here in the streets the way you live your life? We know that because we've seen it over and over again, and our parents told us what they've seen over and over again. It never changes.
Right.
You know? Listen, it's a fool. This is what I found. I look at planet Earth sometimes, right? And it's a fly. I don't know what is a fruit fly, and it only lives for 3 hours.
Mm.
But for 3 hours, it has to be born. It has to absorb who he is, acknowledge who he is, be a young kid, be an adolescent, get a mate, and then die, right?
Right?
But this is the kid. But the female lives for 3 hours. So think this, right? He's mating, so he's going to, after they mate, they go to this fucking, they go, fuck, it's so fly, like 10 million of them, they're flying, they're going to fucking die. So they go die, and it's like 30 seconds or a minute left, and they're fucking partying, these flies are partying, they all lit up, because they light up, they're partying, and they go lights go out until they die. They party until they die. And so, they're dead. The women who live, probably 5 hours, they're flying to where they have to drop the seeds at. Mm-hmm. So they're flying. And wherever it is, they drop these fucking seeds or where it's some shit at or whatever, manure, whatever. It drops the eggs and whatever. And it goes like 10 billion of them, millions and millions. And you can't believe it. You can just grab them off the air, so many of them. And this is a process within 5 hours. And now they go here and they drop their seeds right in this water, else in this manure where nothing but shit or something else. And then they die. And then it goes over and over again because they give birth to them. They drop the seeds where they were born at. The mothers, this is where they were born. So they fly and they drop the seeds. And it goes like that since the beginning of time to now. And it's going to go on to the next beginning of time, to the next 3,000, 300 billion years. And they know, but this is where it's tricky. Brother, they know their purpose in 3 hours. We don't live for 30 years. We don't know our fucking purpose.
We're still trying to figure it out.
Yes.
We know we are born with
that would fuck me up the most. They know their purpose in 3 fucking hours. We got 30 fucking years and we don't get our purpose.
So when you make that comment and say we don't know if we live more than just one life, so do you think we got to keep coming back to find our purpose?
No.
No,
listen, we don't got to find our purpose. The nature gives us our purpose, even if we don't. You know, this is our purpose. If our purpose is just to live for 3 years and shit and AIDS and drugs and stuff, it's just to educate someone else. It's to inspire somebody else to understand their life.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. That pain is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And death is even more glorious than life because that's when you really begin to live. You know, we mustn't be afraid of death. We must look at death as being glorious. We must look at death as going to the flyest motherfucking party in the history of the fucking fly parties. You know, going to meet the flyest motherfucking women in the history of fly women. Right. Flyest niggas, the flyest dope niggas, the flyest players, the flyest everybody, the flyest pimps, everybody. We going to be there, nigga.
And it's
the best to ever live. The best that God ever, you know, I'm talking about Casanova, all these niggas, they going to be there.
Right.
Right. You know? Mm-hmm. And that's who I am. I'm a street nigga that just has so much determination that you fucking can't stop being a street nigga. Yeah. You don't care how successful I get, that's just who I am.
Still in you.
Fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Forever. Fuck.
Still in you.
Forever.
Wow. I fuck with
But the reason I'm supposed to be that way. Yeah, I hate fucking being that way, but that's who I am.
Mike, you know, talking that
that's
shit,
just who I am. Why can't I? Why can't I just hey guys? I just take it. Why can't? Why do I have to say fuck you, nigga? Shut up. Why can't I say hey guys? That's not necessary, guys. Come on, let's be nice and love each other. Why do I have to say nigga? You say it again, I'm gonna fucking kick you in your fucking head. Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be that? Why do I have to say that fucking word? Because if I don't say that, I feel like your guys won't respect me. That's in my fucking thick head. Mm-hmm. Right, street nigga. I think I'm around street niggas. Mm-hmm. Right. I think I'm around savages. If they see me weak, they're going to kill me. Right. So I got to put that fucking image of toughness all my life. You know, because I'm around fucking scumbags. If they see any weakness that they can't get hurt or they may not die or some shit like that, they're going to try you.
But that's a belief system.
That's a belief. That's how we feel. That's how last night I said I told you, Greece, I had to put myself on a timeout.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that old me was about to come out, and then you was like, well, how was you feeling? I was angry. What did you tell me? I was going to jump. I felt like, damn, who can I ride over there and just knock this nigga or have somebody come over here? You know, that's how you feel.
But this is the game. This is the day. This is what I found out, too, from fucking who this nigga, Seneca, one of these guys. When someone gets you angry, they're your master.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that's why I took a time out.
They control your intelligence, your emotions, they're your master, you're their slave.
I don't want you controlling my emotions. I don't want anybody controlling my emotions anymore. That's why I said, I put myself on a timeout. Because I know if I get that angry, you have control. And it's a learning process.
To a wise man, money is a fucking tool.
Yeah.
To a poor man, money is God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talk about that also. Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. And that's the thing, and that's what we had to learn. Like, man, this is an illusion. This is a tool.
The more you give away, the more you will receive. Yes. It doesn't seem that way, nigga. I know it don't feel that way, nigga. Give it away. Give it away. Oh, nigga, I'm the stingy nigga. I don't believe in nothing but pussy and all that stuff. But, nigga, I gave it away. Listen, you gave it. Listen. I used to think, fuck, if I ain't half, I ain't gonna get no bitches. I gave it, I got too many bitches. Holy shit.
Right.
You'd be surprised what happens when you start giving stuff away. You'd be surprised the power of emptiness.
Yeah.
You literally the power of emptiness.
Make more room to bring more in. Mm-hmm.
You know, listen.
Don't be so attached.
No, don't attach. Happiness is in here. Mm-hmm. There's no happiness. That doesn't exist out here. That's what we don't understand. Happiness don't exist out here.
Right.
Only in here. The illusion of happiness is out here. The reality of happiness is in here.
That's Instagram.
Because you still have things, but you felt like you still, I had so much. I mean, I had so much. You know, like I could do whatever I wanted to do at a time, but I still was unhappy. I couldn't even figure out, like, what's making me happy? Who am I?
No.
You mean tell me that house you had next door to my house wouldn't make you happy?
You know what I say about
baby,
that house?
For
I
a moment. For a moment it made you happy. For that second.
For that moment.
Because that's what happiness is, momentary.
I used to always say, big ass house. He's like, damn, you got a big house. It's so lovely. I said, but come inside. Mm-hmm. You know? And that is not saying inside the house. Inside our souls. Inside us. Okay. You know, but come inside. And people never got what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Because you can see all this. All this is beautiful. You have all these people around you, and you still cannot feel the love. I feel more love now than I have ever felt. And I don't have the riches. It's coming again, because, you know, I believe in me, but in a whole different way. But it was. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out why wasn't I happy. I go buy what I want. I can go do what I wanted to do. Like you said, the beautiful house, you was my neighbor, you know, but come inside. Things don't make you happy, you know. It's not about things. You know, you have to find it, like you said, inside.
Create your own happiness. Guys, and I see you, and listen, it was another young lady. She was a very attractive Asian woman. She was down with your crew. And I had met her, and we talked, but she got really familiar, like she knew me, but we talked. And mm-hmm. so, and then she brought me to her house. She just wanted to show me her property. She had some amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She had some really Scarface, you know, with the bed and the tub right in the middle of the living room. It was amazing. I was just, then I found out she was a member with the crew.
But see, she was just showing off. She was just showing you.
Oh, absolutely.
But what about her?
Yeah, she's not used to it. She's trying to figure out if he likes it, that means it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want other people, I don't know, have no perspective of myself. I need other people to give me a perspective.
Taste
me.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know who I am. Matter of fact, I don't want to know who I am because it's ugly. I want them to tell me I am, and I want to grab that illusion and fall in love with that illusion of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fall in the illusion that I am Mike Tyson. That doesn't exist. This nigga that's Iron Mike is a bitch scary ass nigga in all reality. That's why he's Iron Mike, because he's afraid. That's why he's the baddest man on the planet, because he's afraid. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so.
It's like when, what you said, like when a bully or you press up against, you have to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. You got to be serious out here in this world. And I say to myself, if I was young, even now, somebody say he was the baddest motherfucker that ever lived in this world, I say, really, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And that's just, and even though he might whip my ass, that's just the first thing I say. You really think so, nigga? And that's not even him antagonizing me. That's just me saying, you really believe you are the baddest motherfucker out here? I want to get my ass kicked in. I want to get fucked up.
And that's how it is in prison, though.
Yeah.
You coming in with that tough guy. So it's a dude been here 15 years.
I want to get fucked up. I want to get fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
And I know the possibility I'm really going to get fucked up because I'm who I am now.
Right.
But I just want to do this because his arrogance offends my arrogance.
Right.
He's the baddest motherfucker on the planet. And I can't even believe motherfuckers let me get away with that.
That was great marketing.
That was branding right there. That's a great branding, huh?
No, I understand. I understand deeply.
Like in my Brownsville, they know because this guy's just skinny motherfucker. Somebody said that they're the baddest motherfucker. You got to kill him. You got to fuck him up. He ain't going to believe that. He's 100 pounds. So why he think he can fuck with this guy at 250? What the fuck is even in this guy's face? What is even? I don't know. But I'm scared of those guys, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. That's
I
deep.
I wasn't expecting that from the champ.
Well, you can't underestimate nothing. Yeah. Nobody.
Right. No. The champ is ready to hurt everybody, a little girl, everything. I'm scared. I'm the kind of guy where women hurt you. I come from where women hurt you. Where you can't trust your mother or your sister. You know, because they would hurt you if you disrespected them. If you made them look bad in front of people, that's all that matters. Then they go to them. They go put the demonstration down. They go let people know why not to fuck with them on your fucking dime. That's where I come from.
I think we all come from.
Yeah, I know you. That's why I'm saying
that's
it.
That's real shit, though.
You try to disrespect your sister, your mother, somebody in your family, they would disrespect you like you're a stranger in the street, where I come from.
Yeah, where we come from.
They would make you feel, nigga, you would say, why, they don't love me. They don't want to come home. That's why young kids stay out all night. I'm 9 years old. I'm staying out till 3 a.m, fucking hanging out, drinking, snatching chains, snatching people's pockets out, their wallets, robbing their houses and shit. That's crazy shit.
Mike, you was a flocker?
Huh?
You was flocking?
I don't know what flocking.
Flocking. Breaking into houses and shit. Flocking.
I was just a fucking, I was a street urchin. Anything that can get money. We were so at the low. You know, you guys know Black Bob. I was just a piece of shit. Life didn't mean nothing. My life didn't mean nothing to society. My mother's life didn't mean nothing. My father, my life didn't mean, we were those people. Mm. But with big egos. My father's a mean motherfucker. Mm. Phew. Yeah, let's talk some other shit.
Hey, so, listen, I got something I've been wondering. How fun was it to do the cartoon, though? Mike Tyson.
Listen, that's my big shit. I love that stuff
so
much.
That shit's so full. Look, I'm watching it the other night, right? Because it come on Adult Swim. So I'm watching it. And he's sitting in the room with the lawyers, and the lawyer's like, look, she want $47 million. Mike Tyson, like, Mike said, but we just got married on Friday. It's Monday. He said, actually, it's Tuesday, and you just got a lump sum of $47 million on Monday. He said, shit, I should have came in here on Monday. I'm by myself at 12:15 at night, cracking up like I'm just sitting around with all of us. I said, man, this shit had to be the funnest shit in the world to do, man.
Tell me about the kids. What's up with your kids?
Huh?
You guys have kids?
I have a son, Cyrus Maximus.
I got my first baby on the way.
I have my first one on the way as well.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's because of that time. Huh?
That time that came home. Yeah.
I went down at 34. So, yeah. And I my background is what made me, when I look at a woman, I'm like, I can either fuck with her or I can like really fuck with her. Mm. And the girls at that time in period.
You have women.
I would just fuck with them. You feel what I'm saying? But you know, when I came home, you know, these are some of the things I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to get my life in order. I wanted to create something. I wanted to create a family. Mm-hmm. And that's just where I'm at now. I'm 44. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at that point now, you know, like, I got my girl, what, she 4 months in. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we found out it was a boy on Sunday, so I'm having a son.
I had mine since I came home, too. I had a kid since I came home.
How old?
He almost 3.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So while we're in there, champ, we made a vow to one another that we would name all of our sons, if we had one, a middle name that was going to be similar. So we agreed that it was going to be Maximus.
Mm-hmm.
So Vincent, he had his son first. So his son is Cyrus Maximus. I just found out that I was having a son. So his name is going to be Jackson Maximus. Mm-hmm. Rick was in agreement with such, but when we were incarcerated, his brother passed away.
Man.
So instead of carrying on with that, his son will be Prince Charles, because his brother's name was Charles. And he had sickle cell. So, you know what I'm saying? These were all of the plans that we had. This rich sex concretes. This is stuff that we discussed in my cell.
Look,
cooking
this
and
Mike.
Coming together. Yeah, that's us, Mike.
That's us in prison.
That's how we did.
That's
every
a Terminal
day
Island federal prison. That's us. Right,
and we
there
executed on everything
executed
we talked about.
Level.
We walking the track. Yeah. We talking about, hey, this is what I'm gonna do when I come. We gonna do this.
We all said what we was gonna do.
And
we did.
This is what we're doing.
We're doing it.
And we don't let anyone in our circle. Like, if we don't know you, if you weren't in there with us, beat it.
It's just that, you know,
you're a reputable. You're a whole nother level.
Well, you have a different camaraderie when you in prison with, you know, we call ourselves brothers. When you locked up and you come home to the streets and you around your friends that you've been on all your life, but then you got these guys that you guys shared them same pains and hurts and moments.
All right. I understand. So the guy, my roommate, he works with me now. He's been with me for what, how long? 27 years.
Wow. Yeah.
You're selling.
Yeah.
You're selling. Yeah.
It's just like that.
That bond, you can't recreate that bond.
It's almost like you can't live without him, even though he's not around here. I'm cool he's not around me, but he's close.
Right? Yeah.
Very much so.
He'll get here.
Right. Yeah. It's family.
That's family.
This is what it is. I've been around Joan Rivers, the old Jewish comedian lady. And she had a assistant, but the assistant was a drug addict. He had issues and stuff, and he goes disappearing every now and then. And one day he just disappeared and just never came back. And everybody was happy he was gone, and she was just devastated. And they couldn't understand why she was devastated. This guy might have been stealing and stuff like that. And she said something to the effect of this. She said, "You know, when there's a time when you can say, hey, you remember then? Remember when?" And the person not there, it's almost over. Mm-hmm. You know, don't care if you're young, but that means everything is a moment of change. Because there's nobody there that can remember when. Remember when we first started the goal to get to where we are now? Mm-hmm. You know how important that is to be with somebody when you succeed? You know, because it goes so fast, you miss so many things, and then you're up there and you look around. Who the fuck are these people?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the people that remember when this shit first started, when we fucking had to get free food or free lunch, or had to sell some fucking pussy or sell some dick for some food or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, fuck, who am I? Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, you got to figure out who you are, and then you got to figure out if you want to be this person, and fuck. You know.
Hey, champ. Yeah. This is one question that I have to ask because my fiance makes me ask such. From your history of coming up, when you came up, you had interactions with our current president right now.
Yeah.
And just from a personal level, besides what our community and us, what we believe him to be, do you view him in a certain way, or was it always personal or just man?
Well, I know him differently.
Yeah.
I know him the way that So, wow, this is going to be an interesting conversation. Listen, this is the same man So, you know, some of our leaders, I'm just saying, some of our leaders says he's this guy this way. But these are some of the same people who I witnessed with my eyes came to all of his conventions, mm-hmm. and they were all comped. You know, I don't want to mention no names, but the people who are saying that he's this are really good friends with him and know him at the level where they could talk shit to him and diss him and stuff, and they're friends like that. But now they got a chance to do it while he's on a big world stage. Mm-hmm. And they don't really mean it. They like him, but they could say that to him from what they used to be like. And they just mad they're not in the circle. They can't be his friend again. They want to be in his circle now, but they're not in his circle no more. They're not able to go up to him at any time and call him or shake their hand no more. He's inaccessible to them, so that makes them feel a little bit less important to our ego. Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Somebody that we always could talk shit. Listen. Yeah.
And they don't like you.
I know people who used to sleep on the floor and stuff. They started hooking, selling stuff. They became billionaires. Big stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And, we still talk to him the way we talk to him, like he slept on the couch. Mm-hmm. And that's how these people do to Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump was a regular guy. Everybody was friendly with him. He was very social. He knew everybody. And he knew guys that was egos and had a lot of money and stuff and has more money than him. And he's president, and they're hating on him now. Mm-hmm. These are his friends. They're all in the same circle. They all hung out together. They probably went to the same school together. They all know each other very well. Like Mueller and Trump went to the same school. Mm-hmm. All these guys went to the same rich, exotic school together, and this is just the jealousy showing. They get jealous too. Billionaires get jealous too.
Because it don't be about the money. Yeah. It be about who you are.
It's very easy. Listen, it's very easy to be jealous with him too. He's really arrogant, so it's very easy to be jealous with him. Yeah. But they're jealous.
I just put it out that they're jealous. Way successful than me, money wise. But they didn't have my energy. They didn't have my drive. They didn't have my vibes. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
They would be mad about those things, and it's just what it is.
That's just how I look at life. I look at life different than to told. Before I'd be like, fuck all them niggas. Suck my dick, nigga. I'm Tyson, nigga. Nigga, oh, fuck. I'm fucking hoe, nigga. I got, but look at my, that's a fucking clown. That's my insecurity, my jealousy, my shame, and all that shit.
Damn, I miss that Tyson right
now. I'm talking about that.
No, listen. Yeah. Everybody missed that, but now they have to see that I have to realize that was the wrong way of living.
I like this.
The wrong way of living, but I'm a proof that it's the wrong way because I'm live totally the opposite now.
Yeah, you know? You had to go through there to get here.
I would never get here if I didn't go through that.
But like Champ, what you went through, you encouraged us so much. Like when we do tons of podcasts. We've been an entrepreneur fast company. I often let Vincent come. When he said we was going to, I'm stopping everything. I'm no more meetings. The champ is here. And you just mean so much to us, man.
But you met me at the right time in my life.
Yeah.
You
know,
you met me at the right time because sometimes in my life I was saying, who are you? What do you fucking want?
Right.
Who are you to meet me? How did you get into my presence?
Right.
Some fucking bullshit because I'm uncomfortable with myself.
Right.
And when you're uncomfortable with yourself, having no self-love, you show it by striking out on other people and other things.
It's crazy. I read one quote. I don't know. It's an anonymous author, but he said, the first person to raise his hand in violence is the first man to run out of ideas.
Absolutely.
And I never wanted to be that man.
That's what happens when you start cursing. That's because you ran out of ideas.
You ran out of ideas on how to express yourself.
Yes.
And say what it is, what you're saying.
You say, fuck you, motherfucker. That's me. I say, fuck you. I gotta be right. I have to come to this. For me, I got to go like this. Like, if I'm doing an interview, I go, this is fucking Tony Robbins. I'm not going to fucking do no nigga shit today. So with y'all, I could do nigga shit. Because this is nigga shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking black people getting locked up and doing long time for fucking minor cases that motherfuckers get probation for.
Mm-hmm.
This is nigga shit.
Hey, Champ, would you allow any of your children to fight professionally?
No. What a nigga like this, a guy, color television, Rolls Royce, is fucking...
For what?
Big shit. No. He has all this shit, but he wants to prove to his father I'm somebody and stuff, and then he fights somebody like me. That has nothing, never will have nothing, unless I hurt people.
Mm.
How's he going to do?
Wow. Yeah.
He get hit with a hard fucking right hand. Oh, that shit hurts. I can get this mansion to go back to. I live in Newport Beach. I got this man. Fuck this shit. He gets hit with a hard punch. Fuck it. Bring it, nigga. I got a lot of shit worse to go to.
Yeah.
You know? I got to go back home, motherfucking shooting stray bullets coming through my window. I might hit my loser. I might have lost my sister or my mother or something. That's what I'm going back to. Even though I lost, nothing changed. No one felt sorry for me and got me a new house. Got me. No, I'm going to get, still going, bullets going to still come through that no one gives a fuck.
That weed fired because Mike going in today.
Very much so.
Yeah.
No, because that's who I am. That's where I'm from. That's who I am. I know that's so fucking wild.
Any first-time dad advice that you can give for us being first-time fathers, like that you would give someone if it was just one thing? Or
that I'm your shitty dad. You ain't shit. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Come on, tell me. What are you going to do?
I mean, I'm just...
What are you going to do? You got a baby. He's out right now. His mother. He's on his mother's titty. What are you doing? What are you going to do?
This. Is you all right? What do you need? Like you said, a shitty father. There is support. Like, actually, when you say, what are you going to do?
Yeah, really. This is what we do. This is, know what happens with our children? Our children are a mistake, and our grandchildren are our perfection.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if my son is a mistake.
I mean, I just think
we all like my little guy.
No, they're a mistake. They're not the mistake.
Oh.
They're the mistake on our perception of them.
Yeah.
Mm. Or what you think that you could do for them and make them a better person. Right. And if it's not you, they're not going to be good.
Right.
Thinking if I'm not in that life, they're going to be shitty. They're going to be probably gay. They're going to be fucked up. They're not going to be the way you think they should be, so they're going to be fucked up.
I know one thing. I know I grew up in foster homes and all types of stuff.
Me too.
Like, I have the opportunity now to control the narrative to say, okay, me, the things that I didn't have growing up or the what I can do is I can provide those things to my child and give them the opportunities that I always wanted to have, but I just didn't have.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, dude. Your first fathers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to blow your mind, right? You love these kids. You love your baby, huh? You love your baby, right?
Yeah.
He's going to get a certain age and you're going to hate him. Tell him.
Elaborate more, child.
Huh?
Elaborate.
Listen, you sent him to school. You took care of him. Mm-hmm. You took care. You sent him to school. You gave him a beautiful roof over his head. Gave him a great mother. Gave him a great family. And one day he's gonna say, "Fuck you."
Yeah, it's coming,
nigga. Who the fuck you think you are? Fuck you, nigga. Dad, fuck you.
I'm about to whoop your ass.
Mm-hmm. Hold up. Hey, I know that's already coming.
He's your master now. Now you're not the teacher. Now you're the student.
Right.
Listen, when my son looked at me, right, one day.
Oh, it's coming.
He like 6 months old. I said, "Nah, these my titties." He looked at me and was like, "Yeah, all right."
No,
I said, "Yo, I already know he coming for my spot.
My spot. I have a 9-year-old son. He's in competition with me for my fucking wife. And he's 9 years old, but I know where this goes. So I take this really interesting. So I always say things that we're together. And she said, he goes like this, "I'm coming to sleep with you now." I say, "Baby, tell that nigga that this is my fucking, you're my wife." He's 9 years old. I said, "Tell his mother," because he does it too fucking much. He's always like chumping me. Almost like if he was a man, if he was a teenager, he'd be ditching me. If he was a teenager, the shit that he said, like if I'm saying something to my wife, I said, "Baby, can you please give me something?" And he said, "Why don't you get it?" He's 9 years old. He's fascinated with his mother. He's totally in love with his mother.
It's not that fascinated. No. I have three sons. I do. So and it's different. It's a different love. I don't know. They just so.
So that nigga.
Isn't that fascinated? Why can't if you had a. It's a different type of love. You know, y'all see my sons around me.
He won't
you
know? Call me to say, "Daddy, I'm hungry. I need my food." He'll call his mother. His mother, anything. We're in the middle of fucking photo shoot. We're in the middle of traffic. We got to pull over. She's calling him to say what you need. I'm giving him, like, I said, "Baby, you're going to make him whip. He can't beat him. He got to get his ass. He got to hear the word no. He got to hear the get the fuck out of here, nigga. Get your own shit. He got to hear that shit, baby."
Yeah, you do. As they got older, I realized that.
Yeah.
That you have to be like that.
I saw the mistakes I did.
Yeah.
In my earlier life. So I know I have to explain to them, even though they're young, like Cuss explained to me that you have to learn from your mother, father, watch us, because we're not going to be here long in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to be here. And then what we teach you, you're going to have to learn. You'll learn more in life as we go. And then you can teach your children. And you can tell them what we taught you. And they'll learn even more than we could ever teach you. because they'll learn more than what you can teach them, because as time goes by, we'll find out secrets that we never knew when we were alive about the world. Mm-hmm. And you got to explain that to them. Even though they're young, you explain it to them, they get tired of hearing it, and then they explain that to them. And the next thing they know, they could explain it to you, what you've been telling them. Just keep saying it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I do that with my grandma all the time.
You got to let them be out there. You got to let them be so
because your children are not your children.
You got to let them be independent. You know?
Your children don't belong to you.
Yeah.
We think that's our ego. They don't belong to you. They belong to the future.
While you were saying that, child?
To the future. I got that.
It's wild because...
And that's where we can't go. That's the place we can go.
Freud said that as we're coming of age, that our first love being a male is your mother.
Yes.
And your first love being a female is your father. So that is their first love. So when I studied that and I'm listening to what you're telling me, I'm like, that is really true.
No, listen. You have a woman, a wife?
Yes.
The only reason you have a concern about her reminds you of your mother.
That's what
that's the only reason you're with her.
Exactly.
Only fucking reason. Only reason you're with your woman, too.
No, I see that. No, we have exceptions to the rule.
Hey, listen, listen. You wouldn't be with her. See, listen, peep game. I'm going to let you know, just like me, my life, too. I'm getting personal.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. Serious.
Listen, right? Listen.
Come on in, we all got
listen. If she wasn't like your mother, you wouldn't take the shit that she's fucking, that you think that's so fucking crazy. The shit that he said, oh, she ain't like your mother. If she wasn't like her, you wouldn't take that. If my mother, if my wife wasn't like my mother, I wouldn't take the shit she do.
Counseling session. The champ and Mr. Coley with this session.
Yeah.
Now, it's not that I have a bad relationship with my mom, but my mom really, like, growing up, she wasn't really there like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, listen. It's just like a woman. You can't get her to pay attention to you.
Yeah.
I want her to pay attention to me. I want her to hold me and love me like she does that man that I don't know.
Yeah. And that's all we ever want. Especially, yeah. You know, like you said, moms is our first love.
If my mom can't love me, how can another bitch love me? She gave me, hurt. She brought me in this world.
Yeah.
I see my sons pick women like me.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely.
They do.
That's their comfortable zone.
Yeah.
Our ego keeps us in our comfort zone so we won't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Sometimes... We allow our egos to lie to us. We don't want nothing like our mother. Mm-hmm. Our mother, from a personal perspective, is a disaster. But it's something about her loving and caring that's hitting that no one can see that we're trying to get.
I know one thing, though, I can say they got in common that I can think of. Their complexion.
I don't know, man. It's just...
He said they complexion.
You know why we laughing? Because we, even brothers, men, whatever, we allow men to even fool us. That a woman can't be God. She can give birth to us, but she can't be God, huh? We are our mother. And then we become like our father, but we're our mother because we've been nurtured for 9 months in there, and everything about our father is pretty much gone. And if we do got something about our fathers there, is because the process didn't go right, because it's all about our mother. That's who we are. That's why we keep finding her. We're looking for her in other bitches. We look for her in fucking hoes, bitches that we don't even fucking would never want to be seen with in public. If that's my mother, I need her.
So that's why you think men got women issues too then?
Oh, absolutely. Because mm-hmm. This is the person I love, but I don't. Issues. This is the person I love, but I don't like her reputation.
Yeah.
I can't do without her, but her reputation is fucked. But I can't leave her either. I'd rather be with her and her horrible reputation than be with the most precious and pristine people in the world. This is true love. And the true love is something we can't control, even though that's why we get mad at our wives or our husbands, something like, because we love this motherfucker. You ever felt that? I love this motherfucker. Yeah. I believe I love this motherfucker. He gave me some shit. This motherfucker. Wish he was dead, but I love this motherfucker.
Right.
Kill this motherfucker. I love this motherfucker.
So I still tried to kill, man. Then you go to realize, you know.
And then you realize you're doing all this shit because she has so much control. You ain't killing nothing, nigga, but your fucking passion by loving her.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't live without her. How I'm going to kill her. So that's why when you make love to her, you try to kill her. You know?
But he don't really start, I don't know.
It's all killing. It's the perception of killing. The passion is dying for. I don't want to feel that feeling. Now it's gone. Thank God. I love you. Thank you, baby. Everything was an illusion. Her leaving you, you leaving her, the kids getting broke up, sending half to her, changing bank's account, and now you fucked in. Whew. That's all a fucking illusion. That shit ain't going to happen. My reality is that I love her, and she loves me, and we're going to live together with these kids for the rest of our life. But that fucking whole illusion that we build up, that bitch has got to be mad. Fuck, I know she's looking at that guy. I don't like the way she was with this guy. Ah! I love you, baby.
That's what it boiled down to, in the end, huh?
But most of us are turmoil. Most of us are made out of turmoil.
Yeah.
And we have to receive peace.
And that's why I create this lot of love, so it can help bring the love back together, so it can help bring the spice back.
Where can people find this, man?
Yeah, where can people find this stuff?
On www.richsexco.com.
Richsexco.com, baby.
Rich Sex. I like Rich Sex.
It's a great name, man.
Rich Sex and Concreate. We work together. We help with marketing. We just...
Like, well, if this is my project, I would say Prolific Pounding or something like that. Prolific Pounding.
What do you guys
do have with black people? You get black motherfuckers from the ghetto in here. This is shit goes on, right?
That's awesome.
From the
man.
Ghetto, who superseded all their expectations.
Absolutely.
Let me have to put that out. We're from the ghetto, but we superseded all our expectations from people that are from the ghetto.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, say that again, Tony. So just to wrap up and let everybody know, you know, what you guys want people to leave with about Concreate.
We're partnered with one of the largest PR marketing company in the United States. No, all over the world. 72 and Sunny. So they believed in us so much that they wanted to partner.
72 and Sunny?
72 and Sunny. They believed in us so much that they partnered with us. So we are on the move. We're doing great things. We helping a lot of people.
I believe in you guys. Tyson Rance believe. What can I do to be involved?
I think the easiest thing that we would like people to leave from, because we got two kind of demographics, right? We're looking at people who have been through what we've been through, formerly incarcerated creatives, incarcerated people who are creative, to actually join our movement so we can actually enter them into this space.
You know, I have people who I love that I've been visiting for like 10 years. Man, listen, and they're just my family. I just have to do the bit with them because it's like me. Not, it's weird just seeing somebody that you love. Isn't that a fucking thing that you used to being outside of? You're, now it's 20 years, 25 years, 28 years ago, and you're like looking at him. And you, one guy, he doesn't change at all. One guy, he's losing it a little. You know what I mean?
How long has it been for him?
28, shit like that.
Yeah.
25. Yeah, but this one guy, ain't lose nothing. Stayed everything. But he's losing it just a little.
Because
he
has
step.
To reach and touch.
No, it's no way. It is
God,
exactly
get closer.
No. But I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna blow your mind because we're prison people. Have you ever been when you were locked up somewhere where it was a guy that was just doing his time and it was just beautiful doing his time? He was happy. Hey, brother. And you say to myself, you get mad. Why this nigga got life?
So
double
happy.
Life. Right. He got triple life.
Yeah, you know who was the best? You know who was the best that did the time like that quietly? Was another chap, Michael Nunn. He was in federal prison with
the fighter. Yeah.
He did his time just like that. Like, I just wanted, he was like a Yoda to me. I was like, how is he doing this?
This is interesting because when Mike was a fighter and stuff, Mike was bad energy.
You did?
Mike was bad because I come from Brownsville, so I know bad. I know trouble. I know real bad shit. He was bad shit. He's always looking to beat people, even playing dice. He's always looking to bully people, intimidate them. I'm so happy that he's finding himself. And sometimes people find their kingdom in there.
Yes.
They find their world in there. This is not for them. This world is not for everybody. This is, to some people, this is not living. This is a dead life out here. You know what I mean? I can't let nobody know. I'm magnificent. I got talent. I'm the greatest fighter, but no one still listens to me. My fighting, which I think is my deliverance, but it's not. This is my deliverance. More people listen to me in here than out here. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's all we want to do is be listened to.
Mm-hmm. Heard.
Yeah. When you're in there, you really don't stress.
No, there's nothing to stress
you
about.
Really
you
eat stress,
good.
You know, you
eat, working out.
You working out. Right.
You
know got your mind.
You know the crazy thing is, though?
Reading shit.
Reading. Right. You're great.
Some of the things, sometimes I can just take inventory of my life at this point in time, and I can be sitting there, and I'd be like, man, I'm not at my best because I was at my best when I was locked up, and it's messed up to say
you
that.
Could think.
But
right.
I worked out, my mind was clear, I was reading books every day.
Yeah.
And I come out here and you know, I'm moving forward, but like
the stresses of the world.
If I had that same energy and I can just take it with me right now, I would be so much further because the discipline.
Yeah.
You get out here, you get, you know, when you come home, you kind of stray a little bit, and then you got to put it back together. You know what I mean? And, yeah. And move forward. So
no doubt,
maybe
brother.
The first year I was straying. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you know what? Okay, look, enough is enough. I got a plan.
It's all about not being discouraged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I've been knocked up, beat up as a kid, a younger fighter and stuff. People have been saying, I just knew never to get discouraged. I just knew I would get my day if I continued to try hard and believe in myself. I didn't, if I lost, I didn't have to act like I didn't lose. I fight him again. I fight him like I knocked him out the first time. Mm-hmm. It's all about what you believe, you know. And when you think about me, I'm a nothing guy. I'm really nothing. I'm an educated guy, but I got belief in myself, and belief mm-hmm. is more powerful than anything. Mm-hmm. Confidence applied properly would supersede a genius.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's the biggest thing for Concreates. I heard 2,200 no's. Well, I tried to get investors. I went to different incubators and accelerated. People told me no, that there was no money in the incarcerated population. And I believed in this thing so much that I funded it out of my own pocket and pushed the line. And now we a global brand.
Awesome.
Yep.
Everything.
Everything.
No investors.
Listen,
no
just like you, like you explained what they did for a living, whatever they did, and that was their. I look at this, like my best point was that I was born from pimps and prostitutes. Because I look at myself, I say, I know I'm beautiful. It's something that he wants from me. I have the same concept. It's something that he wants from me. You know, because if I looked at me, I'm beautiful. I know it's something I would want from me.
Right.
You know, to be associated. Let me introduce them to some of my friends, my girlfriends, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just the concept. It's not that it's true, but it's my belief in my mind that I'm beautiful and that I'm sexy and that I project that to you. Right. You want to get fucked and this and that. It's all sexual. My whole life is a sexual thing. Mm-hmm. You know, but I tried to not believe that, but that's right. Why I was born from that world.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Your appearance is everything. Your appearance, just your appearance.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have shit to go to, but I look beautiful. The place I go to is going to be like a shit where you can smell shit and dogs still come in and shit, but I look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? People's perception of you, like I was explaining earlier to someone that was here. You look at a cop, that's his uniform. You look at the dope dealer in the corner dope dealer, that's their uniform. They're cool. Yeah. The way pimps, that's their uniform. It tells you who they are. The way we dress tells us who we are.
They identify with that title. So it's like, for a long time, I'm like, all I'm going to ever be is a drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? Or a jacker or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you start to identify with that uniform you're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and listen, this is something you're not going to notice. You are that person, and you're still that person, and you're meeting person that you never think is like you, but he's like you. And that's why you got in business with him, because deep down inside he's like you, he's been through you, but you just don't know his life. You don't know what happened to him. Mm-hmm. You see, most of those guys, listen, in Detroit, most of those guys that was in politics and senators, governors and stuff, they were gangsters too. Right. They had the little white gang. They had the Italian, the Irish gang, the Greek gang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Comey, they had their gang. These are people from my neighborhood, and we're doing good now, so why am I going to let them do bad?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When I was doing bad, they were feeding me. Mm-hmm. So now I'm doing good, I'm going to feed them. That's just a neat. That's just what you do in the community. I'm the kind of guy like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just that kind of guy. Just looking out for these guys, keep these guys fed. Keep dignity, that their family respect them, their kids and their wives respect them, and I have to say, oh, my dad ain't shit,
right.
This nigga ain't shit, this nigga's better than him, and all that bullshit. We all keep our dignity and pride. We take care of one another. Almost like a communist community, so to speak.
Let me clear that up. People might get offended when you say Coleman Young, but he was our hero.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he was a great man.
Hey, listen.
Cared about his community.
Let me explain something about greatness. We admire greatness. We worship almost greatness. But greatness doesn't mean goodness. I've met a lot of great people. Most of them weren't good people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I decided I want to be a good person.
Yeah.
And greatness doesn't mean shit to me. My greatness shows by my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I decide I just want to always be kind. You know, that's my
kind
whole
is good
thing.
Too. We have, that's every, what we have the kind day. Festival.
Yeah,
we believe
I tell
in kind.
People, just be kind, you know, and I hashtag be kind all the time.
My wife always says, be kind.
It's easier to just be kind.
It's just easier. It's you know, it's a.
But sometimes, by not being kind, we sometimes evoke things from people that would never be evoked from them if you were kind to them. Mm-hmm. If you ignite their personality, you offend their ego, they might come up with something that saves the world. Something is, it's a saying, a belief in system or something. People have to be tested. Without mm-hmm. struggle, there's no progress.
Right.
We can't be. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. Stop feeling sorry for our feelings. He hurt his feelings. Fuck your feelings. Right. Life is about surviving. Mm-hmm. We can live. Life is not time. Life is not short. Time is not short. It's how you use the time to make it long. Life is short when we do nothing. When we do nothing, life is short. When we sit on our ass doing that, life is short. When we're fucking illuminating our mind, life is fucking long, isn't it? You know, you ever being one of those spots when you're working, your mind is functioning, you know, like 6 hours went by, 10 hours went by?
Yeah.
Then time is long and it's productive, too.
Right.
Doing nothing is non-productive and it's fucking short. Mm-hmm. But it seems long because we're doing nothing. But it's over and nothing's been done.
Nothing's been done, but waste of time.
Yeah.
No, we came to do something. We came to do something for the people. You know, this is, like I said, a kind gesture. I think for me, one of the things that was crazy is when I got sentenced, the judge basically said that I didn't have any victims, that my victim was society. And I got to prison and I thought about that. Like, I've seen, you know, like if you kill someone, they have programs that allow you to reconcile with your victim. So I thought, how can I actually rectify what I've done to society?
Do you know what the society of those people think of a drug dealer, what a drug dealer is?
Oh, yeah.
You're what's that
called? Scum of the earth.
No. They got their words for it, mm-hmm. okay? What is that word? What did Hitler do? What's that word Hitler did?
It's a crime against humanity.
No, what that too, but what did he do? What did
exterminate?
He do? Exterminate. That's exterminating communities. Mm-hmm. You killed a whole bunch of niggas and Puerto Ricans, they think, and Mexicans.
Mm-hmm. That's what he told me. He said, we know what your drugs bring guns, and your guns bring violence, and we all know what drugs and guns have done to the city of Youngstown. Now, mind you,
Youngstown, Ohio?
Yeah.
Fuck, I did a lot of time on you. I did a lot of people. You're not a girl. I used to have a training camp there.
Really?
You know, cats in Ohio think they could fight.
That's a lot of football coaches listen,
Youngstown,
come out of there.
Listen, yeah. Youngstown got a bunch Cincinnati. Of world champion fighters,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And listen, and Youngstown is really a gangster hub.
It's a mob town.
That's where the big mobs go. They give the decision to the guys in the big cities.
Interesting.
And they send their money to the Ohio and all those in Michigan, Ohio.
Wow.
Little towns in Michigan, Ohio, not the big ones either. Those are the bosses because they know how to keep quiet and nobody knows who they are.
Listen. Nowhere. I said, you act like I fucked up Youngstown. Like, this shit been fucked up.
Yeah. Well, Vince, how did you...
Italians did a good job on it.
How did you come to rectify that for yourself?
Well, I think what I was trying to say was, like, Concreates is my rectification. Mm-hmm. This is my ability to have the men and women that I represent and serve actually contribute to society in a productive manner that I feel is essentially the same concept, right? Yeah. But now we're fueling the economy. Now we're giving out jobs. Now we're giving people a second chance when they get out of prison to be what we consider productive members of society. And so, you know, to me, that's my mission is to rectify.
Well, pretty much the same thing I do. Like most of this is going to, you know, not long. Matter of fact, we got a business with British Tobacco, American British Tobacco. And my thing is to give all my money back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I have the balls, because I'm such a materialistic pig, right? If I have the balls to give all that money back and have none, take nothing, let my wife and them do whatever they want with it. But just take my half and just do what I want, I would think I would be somebody. Mm-hmm. I would be somebody if I had the guts to get rid of that money. Normally, when I would use that money to take advantage of people, or use it to make my ego expand.
Ego.
Yeah,
right.
And then think about giving it away.
Well, that's politics after the show. To people I don't even fucking like.
Mm-hmm. You know, you give it away to motherfuckers you always despise.
But that's the greatness in you, wanting to give it away because that's,
mm-hmm. that's the goodness.
Yeah, the goodness and greatness.
Right. But I wouldn't have done this at 30.
No.
Or 35 or 38 or 40. Mm-hmm. It's ready for me to do it now.
Yeah.
Huh. It's awesome.
So can I shout out the website?
Please.
All of that
please.
Stuff?
Yeah,
tell
man.
Us where to find you, maybe, right here.
Let them know.
So concreates.com, that's concreates.com. On all social media platforms, it's concreates, C-R-E, the number, I'm sorry, yeah, the number 8 TES at CRE, the number 8 TES.
Awesome.
That's just so awesome, man.
It's so Entrepreneur awesome. Magazine, Fast Company Magazine, whatever this business-wise, Adweek.
Adweek, yep. A lot of great pub on you guys, man. You're doing great work. I mean, it's awesome.
I just want to look at me personally. No.
Go ahead.
My IG is Miss Tonisa Love, because I'm all about love, so it's MSTONES. ALOVE, love, Miss Tonisa Love.
Love and greatness. Yes.
Love and greatness.
Listen, when your guys are saying that Maximus stuff, I would say, wow, that is so crazy, because my what's that, the other person you are, your sub ego?
Alter ego.
Yeah. Fucking Megala Maximus Mike.
Of course, dude.
Yeah, I say that to myself every day at home, and I'm this guy, and this guy does this and that. And
I love it.
And shit, and then I come out to reality. I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
No! Go ahead, shout to the joint out,
Rich Sex Co. R-I-C-H.
Protect your wealth, baby.
Yes.
And I learned today by these old Greek motherfuckers at 414 BC that wealth is not fucking money. Wealth is your happiness.
Your happiness, your peace of mind.
Joe?
That's your wealth.
Money
is just money.
JoeMichael@concreates.com.
That's his email.
That's my email.
What's the handle?
You know, yeah, you got to. Yeah, you have to work with me. I just came home. I've been gone for 17 years, 5 months, and they. I just came home, and they have me on the cover of magazines. I'm here. I'm getting back acclimated. I don't even know how to turn on my phone. Just work with me.
I didn't shout out my actual personal joint
about this. You know, that's the part that it's been like you know, it's funny with laughing, but listen, like, he has lost You know how much, not time, but you know how much life he lost?
Yeah.
Fuck time. Know how much life he lost?
Yeah.
That's a whole high school kid. Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, that's a man. That's a 17-year-old man or woman.
Yeah.
That can give birth and raise a family.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Well, you guys are doing incredible things, man.
We appreciate that.
I want to be involved into something, too.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's it. We saying it right here on the joint. We finna cook with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? For the people. Hit us
definitely.
Up.
Yo, guys, we got to do things like fucking, like we do. We do like golf fucking tournaments and stuff, cooking tournaments.
Oh, yeah. We got a cooking show, me and
yeah.
him.
Yeah, we got a cooking show. Nigga,
trust me. Why do I know this shit? I know shit, all right? This is what we cooking. Also, we have galas. We're getting ready to have a gala where we get ready to get black tied in a few minutes ago. Things are happening, okay?
Well, let's get it.
God is great. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get it. God is great.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much, Vince, yes. Rick, Joe, Tony. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
Love, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching this episode of Hot Boxing. Till next time, I'm Evan Britton.
And I'm Mike Tyson, and it's over.
We're out.
Protect
no
your wealth.
No more interviews.
Protect your wealth. Let's get it.
Yeah.